Did the church have any special role to play in those years?
They were very, well, you see, in those days, CCF was born. That was the day of the Wordsworth days. He was the first one for the CCF, and it was so close to the day of the Marxism revolutionary in Russia. People related it to communism and Marxists or whatever it is, and you know, they figured, oh, the world's going to hell if we're going to have this sort of thing, you know. And the church was dead against anything to do with socialists or socialism or anything of that type, of that, which the CCF were branded with. Now, to no fault of their own, they weren't. Their doctrine was the good Lord created the world, he filled it with natural resources, and they believed that the natural resources were being exploited by Wall Street and a lot of big investors who wanted returns for their investment. And this was a big battle of the CCF in those early days. And the CCF sowed their seeds because of the Hungry 30s were dreadful years. I mean, Wall Street crashed and the farms were drying up and everybody was hungry. We had natural resources such as fruit, potatoes, come in great abundance from the prairies and the interior. Rather than distribute it amongst the people that needed it, even myself, which made me a very strong CCFer, I saw these boxcars come in and they'd throw it in the Fraser River. Just throw it away, burn it, rather than, you know, give it to the people that needed it. And all this is for just to keep, you know,
keep prices up.
Prices up. And I'm not kidding. I saw this with my own eyes, time after time.
You did. I'm glad to hear that, because I read in a newspaper about them dumping milk in the Fraser and old salmon, and I thought
That's
maybe
right.
It was one incident.
No, it wasn't. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it. It was dreadful.
While there were men standing in lines begging outside churches in Vancouver.
That's right. And I can also remember when you talk about these men lining up in the churches of Vancouver, the unemployment in Vancouver was so bad. They lined up on Granville Street and they marched down Granville Street in orderly fashion. And they went into the Hudson Bay where I was working in the early 30s. And in those days, the Hudson Bay Company, mind, they were just like any other company, like Woodward's or Spencer's, who were the main stores in those places in those days. And we used to have these so-called floor walkers. And some of them were the old English tradition. One of them says, he gave an order, the wrong order. I won't say what it was. As soon as he gave the wrong order, somebody in this big unemployment parade was hit on the head. Well, all hell broke loose. They went down Granville Street. They broke every window on the street. They went down Hastings Street. They holed up in the post office. And these men were desperate. They were all married men, families. And Jerry McGeer in those days, he read the Riot Act. And he had the police come on horseback with their great big clubs. And there was one man who saved the situation. His name was Harold Winch, who was the son of Ernie Winch, who were two great CCF members, or so they call NDP now. If it hadn't been for Harold Winch, this town would have been in chaotic disaster. He got up there and he spoke to these men and he held, you know, made them all go back, you know. But this other guy, Jerry McGeer, I don't know what he was. He was a liberal or something.
He was a liberal.
Yeah. Well, he read the Riot Act. The worst thing he could ever do, you know. But here's the big story of the whole thing. When war broke out against Hitler, all these so-called guys of Jeremy Gear, who read the Riot Act, overnight they became heroes. Mm-hmm. Because they volunteered to lay down their lives for this country, and they, they joined active service. Mm-hmm. And these are the guys that were the scum of the earth,
A few years before.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is all happened. This is what brought the CCF into where it is now, which is now the NDP. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame people for thinking like myself. I've lived in BC for 62 years, and I know what goes on. But when I saw people starving and all this food thrown into the river, milk poured here, everything, do you call that justice? Well, you got me worked up, so that's a true story.
Yeah. Were you actually in the Hudson's Bay when they came in?
Yes.
And you saw them?
I saw them.
What was it like to watch?
It was quite terrifying. You saw all these men, and they had they weren't smiling.
No.
They had a very determined look. They were hungry. And they were fathers of families. They marched very peacefully where I was in the meat department, in the food market. The food market was a big thing in those days in the Hudson Bay Company, and Woodward's, and Spencer's. It was the food market that only did business in the 30s. It wasn't the women's lingerie or the fur coats or the... or men's casual shops,
Right.
Food markets were the fundamental substance of any of these department stores. That was the only department that made money, what little money was made, a low markup. But when these men marched into these great big food markets, they could have torn that place apart, grabbed anything they want, but they didn't. They were very, very well organized and had full control of their, emotional tendencies.
Right.
But when they got up on the main floor, when this stupid, arrogant little gave the order to, then all hell broke loose. Now that's the truth. I saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe, have you ever heard this story before?
I've heard bits of it, but not all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I've never talked to anyone who was in the shop.
Yeah. Well, I saw it.
Was there anything of that kind in Burnaby?
No. See, Burnaby was so spread out, it was all bush.
Right.
Burnaby meant nothing. Yeah. People in Vancouver thought when they came to Burnaby, let's put it this way. Somebody asked you to go up to Grand Forks or somewhere, what would you say?
Where's Grand Forks?
Well, that's the way it was in Burnaby, from Vancouver to here. We were way out in the sticks. We were wilderness. Really wilderness.
But people like the Winches came from Burnaby, didn't they?
Yes. Harold Winch, his father, Ernest Winch, was born here. He was born in England. But the old age homes up here? He was the instigator in building those. He was a bricklayer by trade. And he went there and he was a member of Parliament, but when he wasn't in Parliament, he would come out and put the bricks down and help build the houses. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy he was.
Where are these old age homes?
Up in Edmund Street here.
On Edmund.
The first ones that were built.
Right.
Yeah.
And was the CCF quite strong in Burnaby?
Yes. It? Yeah, that was the party. The seeds were grown here in Burnaby.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you read a lot of it in that book there, I guess, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
But I wonder why Burnaby was such fertile ground for the CCF.
Well, you see, the people here, as I said last time you were here, they were frontiers people. People that came to Burnaby, they had to clear land with their hands and plow and plant and, do things the hard way. They were real workers, They were real laymen of the earth, you could say. And that's what it was.
So the CCF seemed better to them.
Yeah. Why did Saskatchewan go back? Because of the farmers.
Yeah.
The You see what happened there with the NDP? They won, right? By what, 39 seats or something like that? Because of the farmers. And it's just exactly like it was in the early days here, only more sophisticated now.
I wonder if it was also maybe, because it was mainly working men. You were saying, you know, there weren't the professionals. Lawyers.
Burnaby, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, what country has been socialist but working men, right?
Yeah.
It's always been that way, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the answer.
Yeah.